It is 6:16. Here's what's trending.
Sabres at home last night got a sweet win over Boston.
Geeky tied up. Sabres steal it away. Nice pass to the middle. Scores! Quinn to Thompson, and he hammers it to the back of the net, and the game is tied. 1-1.
Big night for the Sabres. 7-2 win against the Boston Bruins. Tage Thompson and J.J. Paterka each had a hat trick. That doesn't happen. I don't think it's happened for the Sabres where two players score a hat trick in the same game since 2008.
Thompson moving the night. He's got two. Scores! He's got three! Hat trick for Tage Thompson. Let it rain. His seventh hat trick of his career.
Nice game last night, 7-2. Big win. It was the Sabres over Boston. Up in Wilson, the Lakeside Market caught fire on Tuesday night. Sheriff's Department got a call around 7 o'clock. The Lakeside Market, little marketplace on Lake Street in Wilson, has been in business for over 20 years. A few agencies coming in to help put down that fire. Today does mark the Lunar New Year, beginning of that celebration. And for the first time, New York schools closed today to mark the holiday. This is an unfamiliar holiday with some, and then for some, it's everything. So no school for a lot of students in Western New York. Washington, couple situations here. The Trump administration announced Tuesday it's offering buyouts to all federal employees who opt to leave their jobs by next week. Looking to cut costs, just saying, hey, who wants to go get a little something-something on the way out? This unprecedented move to shrink the U.S. government at breakneck speed came to a surprise for a lot of people. Like, I'm sorry, what is going on? So a memo from the Office of Personnel Management, that's the government's HR department, they said it would begin subjecting all federal employees to enhanced standards of suitability and conduct. So extra scrutiny for federal employees. Kind of interesting. Other news from the administration. The president has asked Elon Musk to please go get those two astronauts stuck in space. Butch and Sonny.
Butch and Sonny are like, finally, somebody realizes we're still up here, you know?
Hey guys, somebody remembered us.
Wow. What did he say about it? What did Trump say about it?
Trump said, he wrote, I have just asked Elon Musk and SpaceX to go get the two brave astronauts who've been virtually abandoned by the Biden administration.
I'm waiting.
So he said, Elon will soon be on his way. Hopefully, all will be safe. Good luck, Elon. That from the president to his
That's crazy.
His roomie. I don't what do we call it? What is he? Just director of stuff?
I don't know.
I'm not sure if Elon has a title. Assistant to the regional president. I'm not sure what the title is, but whatever. He's got some rockets.
Good.
I don't know if it's something you can do like in a weekend.
Well, but
that's the thing. I think there's some planning.
Yeah.
So there is that. And finally, yesterday we had the news Lady Gaga's got the new album coming out in March. She did talk about that movie. Weez, what's it called? The Joker sequel?
Folie à Deux.
Folie à Deux.
Yeah. So Lady Gaga addressed how the Joker sequel completely flopped. She does this in a new interview in Elle. Gaga said, people just sometimes don't like some things. It's that simple. There it is.
Yeah, I really didn't even finish it.
People just sometimes don't like some things.
Because it stunk.
There it is.
Huh.
She said, I think to be an artist, you have to be willing for people to sometimes not like it. And you keep going even if something didn't connect the way it intended. I'm pretty sure this one did not. So there it is.
Yeah, that's too bad.
On Folie à Deux. That's it for your news and views. Folie time right now is 6:20.